y'all want me to stay.
Rebroadcast on Translator 90.1 K211BP Florence in HD at 92.1 KSYD Reedsport at 88.5 KAVE Oak Ridge. And in HD, this is listener-supported public radio, 91.9 KRVM, Eugene, Springfield.
And streaming on the internet at krvm.org.
Good afternoon and happy Friday. I'm Adam. It's Friday Focus on Community. Today, my guests are Barbara C. Sussman, Director of the Successful Aging Institute and Senior Companion Program, and Christy Goss, Senior Companion Program Volunteer, and they are celebrating 40 years of connecting with senior citizens and helping them stay active and engaged. So first, I want to say congratulations. Happy 40.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We don't feel a day over 39, do we, Christy?
No comment.
So tell us about the program. Sure. What is it all about?
Thank you so very much for letting us come on and speak with your listeners about the program. Christy and I are both really proud to be a part of the Senior Companion Program and really happy to be speaking with folks about it. What our office does at Lane Community College, where the program has been housed for many, many years, is to recruit and screen and train and place and offer continuing education and support to Senior Companion Program volunteers. The volunteers are then placed in over 20 area agencies who then assign clients. And the volunteers, our volunteers, the senior companions, visit the clients, hundreds and hundreds of clients every week, to provide weekly visits, transportation to doctors and grocers, that sort of thing, with a goal of helping everybody involved, actually the volunteers as well as the clients, maintain their highest degree possible of independence and dignity and social connection. We find that social isolation is a huge problem for people who are in their older adult years, just like we find it a huge problem for people in their younger, tiny person years. And so it's a fabulous, amazing, award-winning program that helps people to be able to help each other for very, very, very little money from the federal government. Lane Community College has been the local home since 1977. My predecessor at the very beginning was Peter DeFazio, actually, our U.S. Representative. He brought the program to the Northwest in 1977. And our local program continues to grow strong. Christy is one of 70 local volunteers who serve frail elders and adults living with disabilities all the way from Oak Ridge to Florence and Cottage Grove up to Marcola. Through these weekly visits. And the volunteers get a tremendous amount of satisfaction from doing the work. And they also get a tiny hourly tax-free stipend from the federal government of $2.65 an hour, plus some support for mileage and meals. It's definitely not a paid wage. It's not a paid job. It's a volunteer position with this additional stipend. So we're looking for folks right now.
So this is like a call.
This is a call to action. We need more senior companions right now, even though we have 70 fantastic people of male and female, any age from 55 up into their late 80s who are in the program. We have a couple of requirements from the feds. There are just four basic requirements. Senior companion volunteers need to be age 55 or better. They need to be willing and able to give 15 hours a week on a weekly basis. Of course, people, you know, are allowed to take vacations and that sort of thing. And we do ask for a year or more commitment. They need to meet senior companions. The third qualification is they need to meet low income qualifications. And that's because when the program was initially created and still to this day, it's for low income volunteers to be able to be helped with the stipend. And then the fourth qualification is that all of our volunteers need to pass a criminal background check, including a fingerprint check, and our pre-service training. So as long as people meet all four qualifications and we feel through our training, an extensive training program, pre-service training as well, as long as we feel like they're ready to go out there and be of assistance and we can make a match, we're very happy. We currently have openings in lots of different areas.
And as a volunteer, have you formed friendships that are lasting and as long as you hope that they can?
Absolutely.
And learning stories from people's lives?
Lots and lots of stories that are very fascinating. And we do form very strong bonds. However, when the program's over, we're really not allowed to keep up the relationship. And then there's always new people. So it's a little hard. You have to let go of people after you've gotten to know them pretty well, but you enrich their lives in the process and your own.
So go a little bit further from your point of view as a volunteer,
well,
how the program
seven
is.
I have seven right now.
Seven
clients that I see 2 to 3 or even sometimes 4 hours a week. Some of them I take shopping into doctor's appointments, which you'd expect. Others just want to sit around and chat with me. Hmm. Or we do things together like exercises or sometimes crochet or whatever they're interested in. Hmm. That's what I do with them.
And it really extends the life, too, in the fulfillingness of feeling like, yeah, I'm still a member of the community. I'm still needed.
Oh, yeah. I think that I am looking over at Christy. This is something that we hear from senior companions a lot, that obviously as we get older, as I get older, we sometimes have aches and pains. We sometimes have bluer days as the rain has started, et cetera. And what we hear a lot from senior companions is that being a very needed volunteer helps them get up in the morning and go out and meet the day, because they know that their clients absolutely rely on them and have more stories to share and have more needs to be taken care of.
And I was also trying to say, as the senior themselves, they are able to really have a much more fulfilling life in their later years through this program. They're not feeling so isolated.
Correct.
Absolutely. That's really the most important thing. And the other thing I think that we really help them with is I'm a companion. I'm not the government. I'm not a worker. Mm-hmm. I'm
You're
not
a friend.
Or their kids.
Yeah.
So sometimes they share a lot of personal things, and it helps them just to feel better to have someone to share with that they're not accountable to in other ways.
Would you say you're a friend when or?
The word companion really works.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll just stick with
really
companion.
Really works.
There are a lot of, one of the reasons, Adam, that that I think the program has been so successful, 40 years old, as you were mentioning, is that we have a lot of really important safeguards in place. And so the companions are not really the same as friends and family members. They're also not the same as professional caregivers. They walk kind of a line in the middle. And that line is what seems to keep everybody safe and secure, both the clients that are seen and also the companions. One thing I did want to jump in and say, two phone numbers. If listeners think that this might be the program for them, we'd love to have them get in touch with us. So the phone number, and I know they can call your station later and get that information, but just to let people know if they've got a pen handy, the phone number to call for us for the Senior Companion Program is 541-463-6260. That's 541-463-6260. That rings in at our office in the new LCC and beautiful LCC downtown campus where we're located. The other thing that I want to make sure is that if people are listening and saying, ooh, I'd like Christy or one of the other companions to come visit me, I want a senior companion, you don't call us. You call the Aging and Disability Resource Connection at Senior and Disabled Services, and I'll go ahead and give that number as well. That's 541-682-3353. So if you want to be a senior companion, please call us at Lane Community College. If you want to find out whether or not you would qualify to be a client of the program, call the Aging and Disability Resource Center at Senior and Disabled Services. That we don't actually have anything to do with picking the actual clients. We pick the agencies through which our companions work.
And I was a little confused with that at first, too.
Yeah.
And thank you for clarifying that.
Sure.
Is anything else you'd like to add about the program?
There's outreach and there's people at work in facilities. They're two, and it depends on your personality with whether you want to go to one institution and work within it or drive around all the time with different clients to their homes. And I like the second because it's more, we can do more. And we have fun together. That's kind of what I aim at, and helping them do things that they've wanted to do and couldn't. And I have to sometimes say, you know, we don't just have to do this or that. We can do, well, we can go take a drive and look at the trees, or we can go down and have a piece of pie downtown, or we can play bingo at the senior center. And we do all of those things, whatever suits them and whatever's enjoyable for them. I want to emphasize that it's fun, and I make it fun for me too, so mm-hmm. that we're both having fun. You know, we just find ways to have enjoyable times.
Great. So where can people go to find out more info on volunteering or to be a participant of the program? And is there an application process?
Thank you so much. Yeah, there is an application. You can go online, just Google Senior Companion Program in Lane County, or Senior Companion Program through Lane Community College. The website is lanecc.edu/SCP for Senior Companion Program. Or the phone number again for us is 541-463-6260. And we encourage, we are right down in the new LCC downtown campus on 10th Avenue across from the public library. But because there are only three of us and we're out in the community like today, a lot, we encourage people to call or connect with us via email or the web. And they can either apply online, or they can just call us up and we'll send out an application. And we do trainings on an ongoing basis. So as soon as we have enough openings and enough applications, we should probably be doing another training, I'm guessing, within the next month.
How long is the training session?
The training is about a week long, but three of the days are actually sitting in a classroom. And then there's shadowing time with veterans such as Christy, so you can find out how she does what she does. She's a magician. She's been doing this, you said, 5 years? Is that mm-hmm. how long you've been in the program? So,
And emphasize that you also pay people while they're being trained.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's
while they're shadowing.
It's important for low-income people to know that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both very much for coming in. This has been a real eye-opener for me. I didn't know about this, and now I do, and I feel better for knowing it.
Thank you. Spread the word.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Barbara C. Sussman. She's the director of Successful Aging Institute and Senior Companion Program, and Christy Gosh. She's a Senior Companion Program volunteer. This has been Friday Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM.